Boker Tov Rabotai, Chodesh Tov. Today is Yom Shenishim Shabbat Kodesh. Lamed Be Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Tevet. We are on page Kufyutet. Mi Shelo Nifkedu Bezera Shel Kayama. Chizuk for those who, you know, we've spoken about in the past few shiurim about, you know, trying as much as possible to have more children. And he's going to give chizuk to those who have not yet been blessed with them. Ve'af mi shelo zikah Hashem b'fribatim yachol lizkot leze al yedei ha'esek b'shadchanut. Even if a person has not yet been zoche in children, the way to be zoche in this mitzvah for the time being is by being mitasek b'shadchanut, be'ofen kasher, obviously. Sheken meharsha kotev, she'mitasek b'nisuei yatom v'yitoma, nechshav hadavar kmo piriya v'revia. If a person deals with marrying off a yatom v'yitoma, that's tantamount, not exactly, but tantamount to the mitzvah of Pirav Reviyah. And we learn from here, v'dikdekek ken milushon ha-gemara, shela'atid shualim et ha-adam, asakta b'Pirav Reviyah, v'lo kiyamta Pirav Reviyah. Ki esek, haynu gam shemitasek b'nisuin shel acherim. How come the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask, is one of the questions, were you mekayim Pirav Reviyah? It doesn't say mekayim. Asakta. Ma ze asakta? Did you toil? How do you toil? B'shadchanut. Nachon, the Maharsha learns from here is medayek that when you're meshadech other people, that also goes into the mitzvah of Pirav Reviyah. It's excellent. It's a good thing. You know, I try as much as possible. You know, how many people, you know, I have hundreds of resumes. Can you try? By the way, I'm not mezanzil in the job of a shadchan. I'm not a professional shadchan, but even for professional shadchanim, it's a real job. It has to be on your mind. You have to think, you know, who's you can't play God, obviously, but think who's mat'im for whom, and to call this one, call that one, convince this one, convince that one, deal with all their it's a full-time job. I get it. That's why there's an inyan. Shulchan Aruch brings down the Mishat Chanut, you know what I'm saying? People, somebody called me this week. I'll tell you a story. A Shatchanit from a certain area around here whose name has two words. Anyway, but seven exits away. Bekitzer, no makir, whatever. So a shadchanit calls me. Lo alo takshivata. Anyway, so Gushkon. The shadchanit calls me. She says she was working on a certain shiduch for a very long time, and I know this one. She's moseret nefesh, you know, very into it, which is great. And you know, to think about it and to work on it and to read a shidduch and to deal with it and to deal with lo pashut. You know what I'm saying? They get all my sympathy, all these shatchanim. I get it. Shatchanim get abused. But anyway, bekitzer, so they made the shidduch, they get married, whatever. And afterwards, they come to the shatchanit, one of the sides, and they give her like a, she told me, I thought she was exaggerating, but she says that this, both sides, they got her like a symbolic gift. It was like a $10 gift to the shadchanit. So she says, what should I do? So I said, there's two ways to be a shadchan, okay? Some shadchanim, like professional, you know, top-tier celebrity shadchanim, there are those in the field, they have their price, which means if you call me, if you get involved with me and I find you a shidduch, they say, milchatchila, my fee is XYZ, whatever it is. Just okay, fine. You know, you go into it, that's what it is. There's other shadchanim that don't necessarily have a fee up front, but, you know, it's nahug. Every circle is, you know, everybody, they pay a few $1,000s, each side chips in, and they give her shadchanis geld, which is a big deal. She told me that apparently in some circles, in some communities, they don't believe in shadchanut. It's not, because in their mind, everything that has to do in the religious realm, I'm entitled to and for free. So shadchanut is like a religious thing, right? Because you found the shidduch. So you can spend hundreds of thousands, literally, on everything that has to do with the wedding. And to the shadchan, you're going to give a $10 gift. I told her, listen, you shouldn't eat yourself up about it because, you know, you either you tell people your fee up front, however much you want. She's like, no, I don't do that, whatever. Or you just be mochel. But I said, if I was in your shoes, you know what I would do? I would go back after the chasna, after Shavu Brachas, let them calm down, whatever. I would return the gift. I would give it back because that's already a $10 gift as a zilzul. You know what a zilzul means? You know, complete, you know, unappreciation of what they did. Just go return and say, I know what you feel. I did this really l'shem shamayim. You need this gift more than me. You keep it. You know? Don't be mezenzin. There's an anyan, by the way, to pay for shatchanut and, you know, things like that. But if they don't understand that on their own and they're giving you like a gift card to Amazing Savings, so then you return it. We being mezenzin. You know how much work goes into it? You know how much heart and soul has to go? Mamash. People make careers out of shatchanut. Lotzok. And then you go, I said, maybe the community has to be taught about what this is. It's the same idea that, you know, the millionaire is buying etrogim for $15 on Erev Sukkot. It's the same idea. You know what I'm saying? It's the idea that I don't spend money on mitzvot. I only spend money on things Hashem doesn't want me to. But things that Hashem expects from me that you need to give to me and for free. Ez busha. Spend all your money on mitzvot. Maim rabim lo yichulu lechabot et ha'ava unharot lo yishtefua. Im yiten ish et kol hon beto ba'ahava bo zevuzul. Halevai, we could spend everything on the mitzvah. The Torah caps us off by saying you shouldn't spend more than 20% of your wealth on mitzvot. You know that? And then she gets it. Are you kidding? This is the lady or the man, whoever it was, who made the shiduch, who actually brought them together. So on flowers, you spend 50 grand. On who knows what, you're going to spend another few hundred grand. But on the shatran, you're going to give him a $10 gift? You serious? En yoter zilzul gadol mize. Tagid lahem. And he says, it's a busha. Busha mamash. It's not only a religious thing, it lacks class. It's not classy to do that. You know what I'm saying? Class dict. If you're a classy person, you give first of all, you find out what's the going rate. You know, you give that belev shalem as a gift to the shatran. Tell you a story with me. My reshiva made my shidduch. It was very involved. It was tricky. And he made it. And I don't remember exactly how much we paid him, but after the, you know, after Sheva Brachas, we came, my wife and I came to the Rosh Yeshiva, and we wanted to pay him Shadchanus. You know, our parents gave us money, and we wanted to give him Shadchanut money. And he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's my Rebbe, you know what I'm saying? So he's not expecting it, he's not a career Shadchan. So I came to Yeshiva, and he said, Mazel Tov, whatever. He says, what are you doing here? So I said, I came to pay the Rosh Yeshiva Shadchanus. He says, absolutely not. That's not, you know, I'm not doing it. I said, no, but there's an Anyan. Brought down Shulchan Aruch, the Sfarim speak about it. You know, you're supposed to pay Shatchanut in order for the Zivug to go well. Back and forth, back and forth. He says, okay, let's make a pshara. You give me the money, I'm not taking it, I'm going to give it to Yeshiva. And that's what he did. Took the money and gave it to Yeshiva. But do you hop the difference? You have to give, a person has to learn in life to appreciate those who do good for you. Especially those who helped you find your life's mate. Like, come on. ובכל אופן, יש לדעת שעיקר חובת האדם בקיום המצווה, I'm not going to have the זכות too much longer. הוא לישא אישה כדי לעשות את רצון השם. Who's going to take his place? Huh? Yeah? Can you handle it? Benny? Benny's not here. He says, ובזה, הכל שווים. Everybody's equal, whether you have children or not. We're all here to do רצון השם. שהרי גם אם זכו לבנים, זהו כדי לעשות רצון השם. What do you have children for? Because I want children, because I want to show them? No, because that's רצון השם. ולפעמים אין להם ילדים לגודל צדקותם, שכבר זכו לקיים מצווה זו כתקנה בגלגול הקודם. Sometimes people don't have children. We don't know why, but maybe because they're such big צדיקים, they were זוכה לקיים this מצווה בשלמותה in the previous גלגול, ובאו לעולם להשלים עניינים אחרים. Person should be happy. As painful as it is for people who don't have children, he says sometimes that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's heavenly plan. just let's finish this פרק, ולכן אותם שלא זכו להיפקד בבנים, לא ייכנסו לעצות וצען מזה. Don't חלילה get depressed, בר מינן, כי אם המוטל עליהם לעשות כדרך כל הארץ קיימו, you did the best you can, ויותר מזה, אין עליהם חובה. You know, חם מנציון? You had one child. זהו. You had one son. לא יותר. Many גדולי עולם didn't have children at all. You know that. The חזוניש didn't have any children, the Admor Mibavich didn't have any children. You know, everybody with their, with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, מה לעשות? רק להתפלל בדרך תחינה ורחמים שיזכו, ולא יתפללו שיעשה להם הקדוש ברוך הוא נס, אלא שכיוון שדרך העולם שנולדים ילדים, יבקשו שתתאפשר להם ההולדה באופן טבעי, על מנת שימלאו את תפקידם בעולם. Says, don't daven for a nes. Daven, that הקדוש ברוך הוא is פוקד אותך, allows you to have children in the natural manner. השם יעזור שבזכות התורה שאנחנו לומדים, נזכה לקיים מצוות פירה ורביה, שכן לימוד התורה גם כן בכלל מצווה זו, right, the Ben Ish Chai writes in Ben Yehoyadan, Masechet Betza, Daf Mem, Limud HaTorah is also part and parcel of Mitzvat Pira V'Rivya. Al Yedei Ma Shemechadesh BaTorah Ma Shemezakeh BaAcherim, Hakol Niskaf Lizkuto. Every time you learn, every time you mechadesh Chidush, you bring another Neshama La'olam, that's also Pira V'Rivya. You can be Mekayim Mitzvat Pira V'Rivya Al Yedei Limud HaTorah. So, you know, he says, Yiratzon Bizkut that Limud HaTorah, Shebizokhe, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Ketikuna, Amen Ken Yiratzon, Yom Tov, Chodesh Tov.